Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Oh, the editorial pages of the New York Times just reaming with, just overflowing with criticism about the president's decision to exit the Paris Accord. Same with the Daily News and a whole bunch of other people. We will give you the absolute latest, plus Michael Faulkner, plus lots of others. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Yeah, pretty good line. Of course, all of the media, you know, had, you know, the bated breath syndrome. We've got a lot more of it. And it appears that the mayor of Pittsburgh is a Democrat. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, you're going to follow all of the Paris Accord guidelines, which we don't even know what they are. But we're going to follow them. Yeah, we are. Weird Steel City. Uh-huh. All right. Oh, what's this? Is this breaking news? What's going on here?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Absolutely.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Oh, no.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here we go. Breaking news. The editorials of the opinion pages of the New York Times, the top editorial, our disgraceful exit. And then they've already got one up from a contributor, Bill McKibben. Trump's stupid and reckless climate decision. Let's see what else. The Daily News. And I'm sorry, but if you read the Daily News, you got to have some sort of like intelligence deficiency or something. I've never seen a worse newspaper in literally the entirety of the universe. The Daily News could come and offer to pay me $4 million to write the lead editorial for their opinion section, and I would tell them to go jump off of the World Trade Tower. That's how bad a brand the Daily News is. The Daily News is awful. You know, in the world of universe of terrible things, you have gum on the bottom of your shoe that stays with you all day, and then sometimes you step in the dog substance that's on the sidewalks. The Daily News wouldn't be worth the underside of both the dog substance and the gum that's on the bottom of your shoe. That's what an awful newspaper the Daily News is. But their very witty headline is "Dawn versus the World." They sit around and pay people to come up with this stuff. You know, in between hits. All right, so that's some local reaction. But let's take a look at what's going on. Let's see. The Fox News has no deal. U.S. drops out of global climate agreement. And then the front page of the Drudge Report says Trump fights climate accord rebuke. And there's a ton of reaction to it. Now, of course, here is the what's this? More breaking news? What? Huh? What? What? Is there more breaking news?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Right.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing
right
and
now.
Listen.
Yes. Because this breaking news, my phone's blowing up. Alex's phone is blowing up. It's literally blowing up. The former president, Barack Obama, slams this decision by Donald Trump as dismantling his legacy. Oh, man. This is going to get old. All right, so here's what you need to know. Yes, earlier today, the president did, in fact, announce that we are pulling out of the Paris Accord. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be saying a lot of things that just plain don't make any sense. on the media tonight. Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. There's going to be a lot of people saying, this means, well, already Al Gore is out there saying it. Well, you know that it was supposed to be in the lockbox. That I was to make all the money. You've got just this incredible blind loyalty to the idea that if you're not pouring, in our case, in the U.S.'s case, what would have been trillions of dollars and jobs lost and trillions of dollars into this one of the worst documents, agreements that they've ever come up with. If you do everything to its greatest satisfaction, you reduce the global temperature by like 0.3 of a degree before, like, you know, 2050 or something. I mean, it's bad. And here's what nobody is saying. Here's what more breaking news? What? Stop this. Is there more breaking news? I see there's more breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Told you, my phone's blowing up.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah. So here's the it's another bated breath headline. Are you ready? The Washington Post. Trump to pull U.S. from historic Paris climate agreement, breaking ranks with more than 190 countries. Breaking ranks. See, in the Obama era, they called that leading from behind. Oh, 190 other nations are doing something? Oh, well, we got to fall in line and do it with them. Oh, yeah, because we're just the mindless numbot that walks down the road. Whatever they say, we want to be a good neighbor. In my book, when I see the Washington Post, of all people, the second most laughable newspaper in the country, when they have a headline, Trump to pull U.S. from Paris climate agreement, and then this one, breaking ranks with 190 countries, you know what that says to me? It doesn't say to me that, you know, oh, we're going to lose all of our friendships all over the world. No, it says leadership. Because what leaders do is they make the right decision, even though they may be immensely unpopular. And if we're going to lose trillions of dollars and trillions of jobs through an accord that by its own outcome says it's not going to reduce the temperature more than like 0.3 of a degree or something like that in like 10, 13, 20, I don't know, years, then why would we go along with that deal? He promised to pull us out of it. He promised to renegotiate all the deals we are involved in that are bad for the U.S. There is not one that is much worse for the U.S. than the Paris Accord. And you know how I already know? The markets went crazy as soon as this happened. Dow finished at a high today. So what we're going to see is a lot of bated breath. I can't believe. But you know what they won't talk about? And let me just, I've got this statistic. I'm going to put it up on the social media. Who's the cleanest of them all? Now, these statistics I'm about to report to you are from 2015. Over the last number of years that they've looked at, Japan had increased its carbon emissions by 1.6%. India had increased its carbon emissions by 43%. China had increased its carbon emissions by 45.4%. Russia has increased its carbon emissions by 8.9%. Brazil increased its emissions 30.3%. You know who's not on the positive side of expanding its carbon emissions? The United States of America, sir. Every one of you hyperventilating crazies that are out there going, oh my gosh, us leaving the Paris Accord means that all the seals at the North Pole are going to die. Actually, you know what? We're the only ones that are reducing our emissions. And that was in 2015. The current number is 14% over the last 10 years. If all the other countries want us involved in a deal to improve the environment, match what we've done, baby. Then we'll talk about sitting at the table with you. Until then, we're not paying you all of our cash. so that you can just go line the pockets of all these ne'er-do-wells and all these other countries that have increased their carbon footprint 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 times the amount we've reduced it by? Give me a break. Stop it with the fake outrage. This is leadership and making America great again. Thank you, President Trump.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's update those Thursday evening numbers across the Hudson River. Not good if you want to use a tunnel, that's for sure. Lincoln Tunnel up to a 40-minute jam coming into the toll plaza in Weehawken on your way into the big city. Outbound, about a 20-minute delay back to New Jersey. Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound to the tolls in Jersey City. 30 to 35 going back to New Jersey. Far and away, the best way into Manhattan right now is the GW Bridge. Inbound, upstairs and down. Not bad into the tolls, but both levels are slow across the span onto the eastbound Cross Bronx, which stays heavy right out towards Webster Avenue. And westbound, we're slow out of the Bruckner right across to the George Washington Bridge. Deegan jammed up northbound RFK Triborough right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. It's a real rough ride in Queens on the Grand Central in both directions from the BQE right out towards the Clearview Expressway and the westbound LIE, a crash right by the Cross Island Parkway. Eastbound, we're jammed up from the BQE out into Nassau County. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder thinks the left is stretching to try to get Trump impeached.
And the first, again, is the firing of James Comey. Really? The deputy AG is an Obama appointee, Rosenstein. The acting FBI head, McCabe, is also an Obama appointee. So you're trying to stop an investigation by firing a guy and putting two Obama appointees in charge of the investigation after you get rid of the guy you fired, and that's impeachable? You got to do better than that.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Striblings New York is a program covering business, sports, and pop culture featuring in-depth interviews with interesting people. Host Rob Taub's guests have included world-famous authors, prominent doctors, actors, restaurateurs, musicians, and more. Don't miss it. Sunday afternoons at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Phil Van Horn, founder of Blue Rock Energy. We understand your level of frustration when you open your utility bill. We will simplify your energy supply with a program that is customized for your particular needs. Stop, think, switch, and save with BlueRockEnergy.com.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Normally, we talk to my next guest on Mondays, but because it was a holiday, I told him to come back on Thursday. Little did I know that a huge economic story would be breaking even as we were talking. David Fisher, welcome back. The Trump administration making a big announcement today. What does it mean?
Well, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. It really comes down to your stance. Are you a person that is a global warming person or not? Because that's what this is all about, the carbon footprint. You know, and President Trump certainly does not want to have bad air quality, but he's assessing it from the amount of spending and the work, what is the benefits and where are we getting that, if we are? And that's really how he's trying to move Congress, assessing things, you know, trying to do new things. How much will it cost and will it pay for itself? And so he's coming at it from this angle, and this is what he campaigned upon. So this is probably more than likely why he's going to step out of this and join the two other countries, Nicaragua and Syria, and being in that category versus the other 195 countries that still want to stay in the agreement.
It's interesting because the agreement on its face doesn't do anything to China or India or Russia, and those are three far bigger abusers of the environment than the U.S. is.
You know, we've done a lot in our country, and some of it has not been so good, where it's restricted job growth in the government requirements in industries, and that's where Trump is focusing at. So pulling out should be a win for the energy sector. It should create job creation and should benefit the American family. That's what the initial early reports are saying. It's still early to see, obviously. We don't even know if he's really going to pull out, but the leak coming from the White House says more than likely that's going to be the announcement in a few moments.
Yeah. We're speaking with David Fisher of Landmark Capital, and friends, they have all kinds of resources I want you to make sure that you avail yourself of, one of which is the potential that this same government has not done anything with the Dodd-Frank Act, and in fact they need to, because the bail-in that we could be under should the economy go sideways is very real. Congress just passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, David. It's less than a month ago, and we talked about that. Your feelings on where we are with that and why this timeline and so forth in terms of the drastic changes?
Well, it should have given us enough money as a government to last us through the fall. Now they're reassessing everything, and they're saying, as of last Friday, which the news airways came out with, saying it's drastically different, and we're going to have a problem come August if Congress does not act. So the question comes, why the big change? Well, I think it's two reasons. One, the government doesn't do very well when it comes to money, assessing money. So that's part of the problem. But the bigger part of the problem is, since they made this agreement of $1.7 trillion of spending, after that, Kevin, the report came out of what the economy was growing at. Last year, the economy grew at 2.3%, and the Trump administration wants to move this towards 3%, which is a big challenge from where 2.3% is at. But the report came out on the first quarter of this year, what the economy was growing at, and if you amortize that first quarter over the year, it's only 0.7%. Mm-hmm. Then they did a readjusting of the numbers because it shocked everybody. I think it was more manipulation of numbers than reality. Then they said, that's more like 1.2%. So either case, it's significantly lower in the growth, which creates less business profits, which turns into less revenue to the Treasury. So the Treasury is short of money, and Steve Mnuchin is the one that's saying all this, the Secretary of Treasury, saying we're going to run out of tax money, and I've done already the extraordinary measures, that's the terminology they call it. So if we don't get Congress engaged this time, not only could we have a government shutdown, but a government default, which would have been the first time in the history of our country, and that would be utter economic havoc for our country and possibly the world.
And that's where you believe that the bail-in, which has occurred in 9 other countries that faced similar circumstances, would then come into effect for America. And friends, it's not that David's saying it's absolutely going to happen, but wouldn't you prefer to know the details of how it will happen and whether or not you can be protected from it? David, I think a lot of people don't understand that if the government defaults on what it has, it's legally allowed to take money that's in investment accounts right now.
You're exactly right. With the passing of the Dodd-Frank Act, which created that and created a lot of other entities that allows this and sets it up for it to happen. And that's what this report that I put together that's in its sixth edition. You know, I'm not saying that we are going to have a government shutdown in August, but it would certainly, we got to take care of our $20 trillion debt somehow that's growing rapidly. And they either got to inflate our way out of it within raising rates, or we got to devalue the currency, or we just got to ignore it like we've been doing, and it gets worse and causes higher metal prices, or they're going to do a combination of that plus a bail-in.
Right. So, and under a bail-in and the ability for them to seize assets that we have stored either at brokerage houses or in bank accounts, unlike that, if you are an owner of hard assets, you are typically not taken advantage of in such a situation. How does that work, David?
Well, in the 9 countries that this report talks in depth about, all 9 countries, they did the bail-in. They seized a portion of their money electronically. So if you're in a brokerage or a bank account or any electronic asset where your money is stored, you're not getting that insulation from the government bail-in. So we're physicals are not tied to an account.
Gotcha.
And that's how you can roll over your IRA and take physical possession. There's a method that we can do to help you with that.
That makes sense. Most importantly, friend, David wants you to have the information. Whether you go through with it or not, you need to know. And if you decide, if you know the facts and then you decide not to go into it, that's fine. But at least arm yourself with information. How can you protect yourself from the government seizing your assets? 844-604-2575. Call and get the free information. It's called The Coming Bail-In. It's the sixth edition. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough. Breaking news continues. Stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees, we still have sunshine at this hour, a beautiful evening underway. What's going on? We have the answer. Funeral services are being announced for a police officer killed in a multi-car crash in Bernards Township. 29-year-old Matthew Tarantino was killed on his way to work Tuesday morning on Interstate 78. A wake will be held for the Summit police officer on Sunday in Somerville, and his funeral will follow on Monday. One other person died in the crash. Detectives are trying to figure out who shot and killed a man found dead in a Bronx fire. Firefighters responded late last night to a blaze on the third floor of a Gleason Avenue apartment in Uniondale. Inside, firefighters discovered a 45-year-old man dead in the kitchen. The medical examiner concluded the man died from a gunshot wound to the head. Chuck Schumer is slamming Amtrak and the MTA today after the latest commuter train nightmare in New York's East River tunnels. Ethan Harp has more.
No more excuses. No more delays.
Schumer is enraged after LIRR riders sat for 3 hours in the East River tunnels this week when a third rail went down. He says Amtrak and the MTA are sitting on well over $400 million in Sandy repair money he got them to fix the tunnels nearly a year ago.
Long Island Railroad riders want action, and they're sick and tired of delays, especially when the money to fix them is in the hands of the two agencies in charge.
Amtrak tells us design work is moving ahead, but Schumer says plans need to be finalized now.
In sports, Brewers beat the Mets this afternoon at Citi Field 2-1. Yankees take on Toronto in Toronto tonight. Taking a look at the traffic, very slow on the northbound West Side Highway from the 70s up to the George Washington Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 70s into the 40s. FDR Drive northbound, we're slow from the Williamsburg Bridge right up to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60. Sunshine tomorrow and lots of it. High 75, and Saturday looks gorgeous. Lots of sun, high 76. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you need to get Dad for Father's Day? And I kid you not about this. That man has worked hard his entire life to help make sure you got what you needed. And now that Father's Day is upon us, you know what he needs? practically nothing. Another tie's not going to do it. A pillow. Well, wait a minute. What about a pillow? Yeah, a pillow that could guarantee the best night's sleep of his life for the rest of his life? Now you're thinking. My friend Mike Lindell, the founder and originator of MyPillow, is guaranteeing that your dad will get the best sleep of his life for the rest of his life when you call and get him a MyPillow for Father's Day this year. In fact, he's going to give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. And if you keep the pillow past the 60 days, 10-year warranty on every aspect of the pillow. So call and get yours now. In fact, he's going to take 50% off a four-pack when you call. It's called the Mike's four-pack, and he's going to give you free shipping. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Not only does this deal subject our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals. As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
Well, and that's exactly right. In fact, stick around, because before we're done tonight, I'm going to break down some numbers for you as to why we don't need the Paris Accord. The United States of America is already leading the way towards lower global emissions. And the comparison's pretty stunning, but we'll get into that before we're done. Listen, I am so honored to have my next guest. He was formerly a candidate for mayor. He has since decided to move to the race for comptroller, and I like that because the comptroller is a check and balance on the power of the mayor. Man, if we've ever seen a mayor that needed a check and balance on him, it's the guy that's there now, and he may be reelected. If that's the case, then we need a good, strong comptroller. But Michael Faulkner is a former New York Jet, former pastor, businessman, activist. I mean, you look at the guy's resume and you say, I'm just tired just reading it. But Michael, you have done a little bit of everything, and we are so glad to have you back. Good to have you.
Kevin, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to be with you and to be with the listeners to get the update and,
yeah,
you know, the latest on what's going on.
The interesting thing about what the president's doing here is he's announcing we are pulling out of this climate agreement. And it's actually the argument for keeping jobs being made in America that is the basis for his claim. Michael, when we're talking about people in the city of New York and people in across our country, jobs have been something that have been in short supply in recent years, and this is good news for us.
It is absolutely good news, Kevin, because, as we know, we need to have a robust economy. We have to have jobs, American workers working. And I believe we have the best workforce in America. And I believe, I'm very prejudiced, I believe New York City has the best workforce in America as a city. And I want to put as many people to work as possible because we are hardworking people. And if you give people, most of the people, a choice between public assistance and work, they will choose work every time.
And that brings up the difference in you and the current mayor, which if you're a comptroller and he wins re-election, you may have some differences on this, but he believes in spending a lot of city money to hire consultants and to try to get people to be on his payroll to tell him how to do the job. You're saying that that money would be better spent to be helping people go back to work.
Well, Kevin, it gets even worse. Their fundamental belief is that the growth of government is their goal. Their goal is not to serve the people. And I know that sounds crazy, but really, when you look at it, their goal is to grow government, not to serve the interests of people. And my fundamental belief is the larger the government, the smaller the citizens. I believe that it is in through small government and private enterprise that we grow the economy, that we move forward, that we protect the freedoms, this democracy, and that we continue to move forward as we have and grow this democracy called America.
And along those lines, because we're short on time, you got a little bit of good news this last week. You picked up the predetermined lines for which parties?
For the Republican, the Conservative, the Reform Party, and the Independent Party lines. So I have four lines, and we're going to be working hard to get on the ballot on all four of those lines, but those are all four unopposed. I have the nomination from those parties and will not be facing any primary in those parties. And so I am, for all intents and purposes, going to be on the ballot in those four lines come November.
Well, and that's encouraging because I can't say that I've seen the current comptroller do much checks and balancing on the current mayor. Seems like the current mayor gets to do just pretty much jolly well whatever he pleases, and Mr. Stringer's been rather silent on almost all of it. So it'll be interesting to get you and Mr. Stringer. Maybe we have a debate right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Maybe you guys come on and talk about the principles and the integrity needed for such a job as this, and we'll see where that goes.
Absolutely. Well, the position is called officially to be the city's watchdog. And, you know, Scott Stringer's been watching, but he hasn't been barking or growling. So it's not much of a watchdog if you're not going to say anything when the thief breaks in to steal your stuff. So
he's not a government theft preventionist. He's a government theft monitor. Just like
right.
The commercials, and he's been monitoring. His job is to tell you, oh yes, Mr. De Blasio is not doing what he's supposed to do. I think he's supposed to do a little more than that. Anyway,
he's okay. Supposed to do a lot more than that. But Kevin, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'll be back with some late updates and let you know what's going on.
All right, Michael. Good to talk to you, and congratulations again. That's huge, by the way, friends. Think about that. He'll be on the ballot in November. Across four different lines. And for those of you that don't live in New York City, you're going, man, that's a lot of parties. Yeah, it is. New York City is crazy with what we do in terms of our elections. We have so many different ways people get involved. And, it's always, and I'm involved in a lot of the races. And so they're everyone's talking strategies of how many lines can you get on both sides. You know, if you're left of center, you want the Democrats, but you also want the liberal and the green and the progressive and the everything else, the communist. No, I'm serious. It's there. Anyway, coming right back, Kevin McCullough.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Over 40% of New York City correction officers are women.
He kept hitting me over and over and over.
And I'm screaming like, what are you doing? Stop, stop.
I looked down, I was covered in blood.
I'm taking medication to control the pain while he's walking around freely.
I can't enjoy my life with my daughter the way I want to.
No, it did not happen at home. It happened at work on Rikers Island.
I knew one day that I was not gonna come out the way I came in.
They do not realize what we go through.
In the last 2 years, more than 1,300 correction officers have been brutally assaulted by inmates.
Someone's getting assaulted every day.
People don't understand. We go to work, we work hard, and to go in every day and wonder, am I going to make it home to my family safely?
Somebody could die.
Protect correction officers.
I feel it coming.
Mayor de Blasio,
Protect those who protect New York City. Protect correction officers.
COBANYC.org.
Paid for by the Correction Officers Benevolent Association.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources. And they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for about 6 months now. I've been using Relief Factor for a lot longer than that. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain, do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com. Order their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. $19.95. Relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call toll free 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's Thursday, and on Thursday we talk about the most important thing in life. Why? Well, there's a reason why I put this on Thursday. Thursday is the most important day in radio. Bet you didn't even know that. Thursday's the day when, you never notice this? Most radio stations have their contests on Thursday mornings. For some reason, we have ours on Wednesday, but normal radio stations, the very best radio stations on earth, have their morning show contests on Thursday mornings because of the ratings. And this is something that on Thursdays, I pick the most important topic in all of life to discuss, and that is relationships, and hence the presence once again of Lady Ashley Papa, who joins us from FoxNews.com. She's the relationship writer there, and she's also the radio voice of Fox on Love. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
It's springtime, and the pool's going to cost me $150,000 to fix. No, I'm kidding. I think we found dead bodies in our pool or something. We've got to get something fixed there. But anyway, you know, all the joys that come with springtime. So, yes, thank you for asking. But it's true. Relationships are the most important thing, even if you hate your pool guy and you want him to die a slow death. You have a piece coming out tomorrow that's kind of interesting. 3 bedroom signs that your marriage may be in jeopardy. Now, Ashley, this is serious stuff. We take marriage very seriously around here. We want people to have good marriages, mm-hmm. but you're saying there are some signs in the bedroom that could ultimately do people in.
Right. Yeah. So this is where you can kind of notice if something's wrong in the relationship.
and it usually starts in the bedroom. So there are some things to, you know, to look at, and it's, it pretty much has to do with how your partner or how you're interacting with your partner when it comes to intimacy. So, for, you know, for example, say there's no desire to have sex or even, like, kiss. Like, if the idea of even, like, you know, kissing your significant other just, you know, just doesn't even, you don't desire it at all, like, even touching, you know, something else is wrong there. Obviously, there's a deeper underlying problem. So,
sure.
You know, you both have to want the same thing when it comes to
No, I get it. And you spoke with Dr. Mark Shannon, who's the author of the original Design for Health, about these issues. But the lack of desire for sex or kissing or affection, and here's the weird thing about that, Ashley, having been a married man for many, many years, I don't think it takes a major brain surgeon to figure out that if she doesn't want to kiss you, that you've done something that has bothered her tremendously.
Mm-hmm, right. I mean, if you can't kiss, you can't bring yourself to hug one another, you know, you have to talk about why this is happening, because you don't know what's, you know, if you're not communicating about, like, what's going on in the daily life, you don't know what the other person, what's going on in their head.
Well, and one of the best things that our marriage counselor gave us when we were in premarital was this little advice, and it's one that I've never heard repeated by other counselors, but I think it's really solid, is hug your spouse for 30 seconds, for one 30-second time period every day, whether you feel like it or not. And there's something about that extended length of time where you're in that embrace and you're close to each other that impacts your brain chemistry, your pheromones. There's all kinds of stuff that get engaged, but it helps keep that connection to one another. And the more connected you are to your spouse, the less connected you are to others, right? So you're helping your marriage be more secure by being connected to each other in that way. So yeah, right. If your partner is not, if you don't have a desire to have sex or to kiss, that's a problem. Similarly, you say your partner acts uninterested and turns you away. Maybe you're attracted to them, but they're like, I'm not having any of it.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, this gives the other person. I mean, if it's you that is desiring your partner and they're just turning you away, it makes you kind of feel, you know, makes you feel rejected and almost like they're not interested in you or into the marriage or the relationship anymore. And that's a horrible feeling. So you need to figure out why this is happening, like what's going on in their day or what is their reason for turning you away. I mean, it could be something as simple as just having a bad day at work, you know, or like a few bad days at work, or
sure.
I mean, even worse, you know, maybe they're seeing someone else. So.
Well, or, you know, the kids were just absolutely awful all day long. And, you know, maybe there's a little romance that needs to be spun into the equation. Fatigue really does have a great deal of impact in terms of the level of intimacy that people enjoy. And that's why health and exercise and a good diet and all the rest of that stuff makes such a difference, too, because once you get into that child rearing stage, the level of fatigue goes way, way up. And, you know, because it's just a different life that you're leading at that point.
Right. I mean, I don't have kids, but I can imagine once you add kids to the mix of commuting and working, you know, when you have free time, you probably just want to sleep. So you don't have to prioritize, you know.
Sleep is always good. Sleep. Yeah. We like sleep. Sleep's very good. Okay. Third thing, sex and intimacy feels like an obligation. And that's a bad thing to feel, but for particularly for women, I think this is something that they can be tempted to feel much more often than maybe men do. And this is something that really is, I mean, you really want to be aware of how and when they feel that way.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, if it feels like it's a chore or it's just like, you know, maintenance or you're just doing it because you feel you have to, then, you know, again, there's a problem because it's not just like the physical act. You have to feel that love in return too. And a lot of that love comes from, you know, how you interact in like an intimate way.
Yeah. Well, and to be candid, if it does feel like a chore because women and men's sex drives are driven by different stimulus, it might be good for men to go back to school and figure out what it is that engages the sex drive on a deeper level for the woman, because that's something that will then in exchange create greater intimacy for both of them. So it's It's always good to learn the lesson. Okay, on your Fox on Love, you're dealing with writing your own wedding vows this weekend. I got to admit, I'm not a huge fan of original wedding vows, but this is what you're talking about this weekend.
Yep, I'm talking about if you like tips on writing your own wedding vows. You know, if you can.
Oh, the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
So. Okay, that's good. So check that out, friends, on radio stations just like this one all across America, and go to foxnews.com tomorrow and read the three bedroom signs your marriage may be in jeopardy. Why? Because your marriage is worth it. You want to keep it. Hey, Ashley Papa, thanks for helping us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
If you're about to make your move for one of the Hudson River tunnels, well, you may want to reconsider that strategy. It's a 35 to 40 minute delay back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, about a 10 to 15 minute delay. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, compared to the Holland Tunnel, it's actually not all that bad. We're looking at about a 20 minute delay on average. But if you can come down 11th Avenue and then make that left on the 40th Street, you can shave that from 20 to 10 minutes. That is the best way out of the city right now. The 11th Avenue approach to the north tube of the Lincoln Tunnel. Citybound GW Bridge upstairs and down, not bad, into the toll plaza. The West Side Highway, that's jammed on northbound from the 50s up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, some volume coming into 12th Avenue. FDR northbound, generally a slow ride from the Williamsburg Bridge right up to the George Washington Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the RFK Triborough right down into the 60s. Westbound Cross Bronx jammed up from the Bruckner right on through to the GW Bridge. And the Deegan is jammed northbound off the RFK Triborough up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you.
That was President Trump just a bit earlier. Making the announcement that many people had thought that he would. In fact, there were all kinds of leaks coming out of the White House that was saying this was exactly what he was going to do. And it makes total sense, friends. In another portion of his speech, the president said the Paris Accord at the highest level is very unfair to the United States. And despite all of the Twitter pressure and celebrities and people having I don't know, virtual or literal cows in the streets of, you know, the elite neighborhoods of America. That was the bottom line that he was going off of. He cares very much about the environment, as we all do, by the way. America leads the pack. Let me give you some statistics that should just set this aside for a second. Everybody's talking about how if we pull out of this Paris Accord that it's going to change the scope of the globe. Well, that's good because we should be the leader. But that aside, the G7, NATO nations, China, India, Russia, our UN partners, the Security Council, you know what the combined reduction in carbon emissions is for those countries combined across the globe? It's just a shade more than 0.5% over the last 10 years. Do you know what we've done in the United States without the Paris Accord in effect? We've reduced our carbon emissions over the last decade by close to 14%. Now, friends, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we are already leading the world by example, as we should be. We are reducing our carbon emissions, and if there's an anthropologic source to global warming, we are the ones leading the way on how to reduce that. If China and India and Russia joined us in the reduction, equal to what we've done, if Mexico joined us in reductions equal to what we've done, and if different portions of other parts of continents would do the same, we would not even be needing the Paris Accord, because the improvement to carbon emissions would be so strong. Fracking and natural gas, other things have really helped us. So he's not. Don't let the hysterical leftist friends that you may have discourage you. The president's fighting for a clean economy, but he's also fighting for the jobs of American workers. And today he has protected them by not linking us with this awful and tragic Paris Accord one more day. His bottom line, the Paris Accord at the highest level is very unfair to the United States. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.